Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. I'm Randy Van. Time to hear from Newton Head football coach Andy Swedengel. Cardinals hosted winless Des Moines Hoover last night for senior night and defeated the Huskies 49-7 after leading 42-0 at the half.
Coach, you took care of what you need to do here pretty early tonight.
Yeah, that 7 o'clock kickoff there really got things going here for us. I just looked at my watch. I was like, oh, it's only 9. That's crazy.
Yeah. You see, you got a full night of stuff ahead of you tonight.
Full night of waiting, yeah.
Yeah, waiting until tomorrow morning. But, kids came out and took care of business right away here tonight. Kind of your thoughts. A pretty nice senior night here.
Yeah, nice senior night. We got some great kids. On and off the field that are seniors for us. I see them all down there getting their picture taken right now, right? And so, they're great kids, man. And I love working with those guys every single day. They've kind of been, part of now hopefully three straight playoff appearances here. A lot of really special things there with those kids. They put a lot of hard work in. Been great representatives in the community. Everything you could ask for in a bunch of kids.
Nice you got to get some sophomores to play under these bright lights here tonight, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We got most of the kids in tonight. And so our main priority is making sure we got the seniors in. Let them have that one last run here at HLN. And then, the second half is mostly for the young guys. And that's always ideal. Get them some run time, get them going, because, they are the future. We'll have to replace those guys that are graduating here, and some of those guys are going to have to step in. So. Just really proud of our effort overall tonight.
As you look back on the season, another 6-3 campaign during the regular season, kind of your thoughts on just, how things unfolded.
Yeah. Really proud of our kids. They do a great job. I thought we competed really well. Starting off the season there with ADM, I thought that kind of showed what we could do. So, they're obviously a really good team. They're top five right now. So, our guys have competed really well against really good teams all year. So we really, really, really hope we get an opportunity here, because we think we could be a potential landmine to some teams. So our guys are really hoping we get that opportunity.
So you got to gather the team tomorrow morning to kind of look around, or are you?
No, they don't
want to hang out with the coach at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
That would be no different than any weekend here, right? And so we give our kids the whole weekend off, so we don't see them till Monday. So we just, let them see some stuff. We break down stuff on Sundays as it is. So, we'll just have to find out things a couple days later than we normally do. So
if the playoffs are in your future, you'll get back to work. And I know you mentioned you kind of worked on a few things this week that you might like to show somebody. Try on some other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, we worked on some of those things here tonight. Hoover, they're a varsity level team, and so it's a good chance to work on some stuff against different looks. And so, we were able to try a few different things early, see what we could do with that. And so, how do we protect our option game? That's the thing that we want to do, because, Caden Klein's a heck of a player, and so teams build a game plan around him. So, what can we do? And they try to sell out to take him away. That's kind of our focus right now.
Defense again doing another good job here tonight. I don't know how many times Wally and I have left games and heard the opposing coach or fans from, especially on the road, saying that number 55 is a beast.
Yes, he is.
He's just one of the many great players you guys got.
Absolutely. We love those guys. They fly around really fast. They do a really, really nice job. And so, glad to see them kind of, a lot of teams after, last week, they could kind of pucker up and kind of go back into a hole a little bit. And, our guys responded well. They flew around really well. And so, hopefully build up some momentum for a playoff run.
I believe that was probably the first interception return for Mr. Northcutt, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you might want to use him at fullback. He did a pretty good job there.
Yeah, he's repped a little offense for us this year. But, he's a kid that does a really good job. It's nice to see him make that play.
And Mr. Rebel got a couple fumble recoveries tonight, too, I believe.
We kind of had a joke on our coaching staff that we had not had one single fumble recovery the whole year coming into this game.
Hadn't you?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Wow.
That's a pretty rare thing, that teams do. So I'm glad we were able to get off the schneid with that. And, hopefully keep them coming our way.
Yeah, Finn Martin got another touchdown pass. Creighton-Andrew, a little kind of strange seeing a left-hander out there.
Yeah, and Creighton's one of the unheralded kids. You come into your senior year in a quarterback battle, and You know, obviously Caden's a heck of a player. And so obviously he didn't win that spot, but he's had a great attitude all year. A lot of kids would shut down and not want to be a good leader and that kind of stuff and be selfish, but he has not. He's been the opposite of that. He does a great job every single day in practice, giving us scout looks. He's learned how to play wide receiver. So we tried to give him a little reward here on senior night and let him air it out a little bit. So,
man, you did a good job. Well, I know it's going to be a long night waiting.
Yep.
10 o'clock tomorrow is going to seem like it's 2 days away between now and then. But we appreciate coming up and look forward to hopefully talking to you again here for a pregame next Friday night.
Sounds great to me.
That is Newton Head football coach Andy Sweetengelm after the Cardinals on senior night defeated Des Moines Hoover at H.A. Lynn Stadium by a score of 49-7 for the second straight year. Newton Cardinals end the regular season 6-3 overall. I'm Randy Van for the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.